Music belongs to everyone. Once upon a time, there was a Greek philosopher called Plato. He described the world as a filtered-down version of something more real. If we were to see things without this filter, we would be blinded, like a person who steps into direct sunlight after living their entire lives in a shadowy cave. Our world is the cave, and where the sun shines is the world of ideas, the actual prototypes of what we see around us. I've always appreciated this allegory of the cave. It's like a promise of something more beautiful, more real to work towards, a goal on the horizon. But you could also interpret this allegory in a less positive way. In the article Plato's Curse by the musicologist Cook, I read there have been composers, such as Schoenberg, who viewed musicians as an obscuring yet necessary filter between themselves and their perfect music. Music inspired by a higher power and conceived by composers, transferred through musicians as a filtered-down version of the ideal and as such brought into the world. Supported by the allegory of the cave, Cook calls this opinion Plato's curse, which is absolutely correct from a musician's point of view. After some pondering, I came to the conclusion that conservatoriums that teach Western art music still adhere to being true to the composition above all else. The performing musician is required to make themselves invisible on behalf of the music. This is what I've been taught and believed without even realizing it. Even when a player stands out because of skill, it's never good enough. The original idea is always better. But music doesn't belong only to composers. Music belongs as much to the performers and the audience. Take books for a comparison. As soon as a writer publishes a book, the contents become the domain of the reader. The experience of reading differs for every individual reader. We don't even question this for books. Writers are generally a little tense when they send their writing off into the world because how will it be received? They have no say about this. It's the same with music, because everyone who experiences music does so in their own way. The differences are in the context, mood, health, character, location, time, you name it. These endless nuances keep music alive and intriguing. As with books, where everyone reads the same words, yet still has a different conclusion about what exactly they've just read, every performance of a musical work is different. This also goes for recordings, because you never listen twice under the exact same circumstances. For 10 years, I headed a book club, and each member had a different view on the books we read. The best discussions were those where someone simply couldn't get through the book, yet decided to finish it after we had our discussion. "Because of the way you've explained it," they'd say, "I want to read the whole thing." My personal approach made the story accessible. When music is only played correctly, note for note, it's very hard to connect with it. It's up to the musician to live the music and provide it with an interpretation. No two people will play the same piece the exact same way, and each person who hears it will receive it differently within their own context. This ensures music really belongs to everyone, the composer, the performer, and the listener. So never, ever make yourself invisible, whichever part you play. The way you experience music, tell your story, or receive it, matters very much.